USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has withdrawn his candidacy for Speaker of the House. This decision comes after a confidential GOP ballot earlier on Friday and follows his three consecutive losses in voting on the House floor this week. With Jordan's withdrawal, the Republican conference is currently without a nominee over 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's historic removal. Lawmakers are set to reconvene on Capitol Hill next Monday in an effort to determine a new nominee for the leadership position. Former President Trump says he has other plans the night of the third GOP presidential primary debate.
Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. His campaign disclosed Friday afternoon that the Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at Ted Hendricks Stadium. He's slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. I'm John Schaefer.
Hamas is releasing two U.S. hostages, an American mother and daughter, on humanitarian grounds, specifically due to the poor health of the mother. This action follows mediation efforts from Qatar. The two Americans have been handed over to the Red Cross and are currently on their way to safety. President Biden has announced from the White House on Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days.
And I believe that within the next 24 to 48 hours, the first 20 trucks will come across the
bay. He stated that he is secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food, water, and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Elon Musk announced that X will soon introduce a two-tier premium subscription. The lower-cost option will offer all features but with ads, while the higher-cost option will be ad-free. Although Musk mentioned they will be launching soon, no further details on timing or specific prices were involved. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
During the 2022 election cycle, Sam Bankman-Fried and Associates reportedly funneled $50 million into undisclosed dark money groups, according to court documents. The FTX founder and at least two former associates supported both Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and senior Republican colleagues, along with a group aligned with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bankman-Fried, currently on trial for fraud charges, could potentially face life in prison. President Biden says there is no higher priority than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home.
Addressing the nation from the Oval Office Thursday night, Biden said, "We mourn every life loss in the Israel-Hamas war." He added he's heartbroken by the loss of Palestinian life. He also said, "We're facing an inflection point in history as the Ukraine-Russia war rages on." Biden said American leadership holds the world together, and he's sending a security package to Congress to approve. I'm Dave Collins.
Big Hollywood stars, including George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson, have stepped forward to aid in resolving the SAG-AFTRA actor strike. They're putting forth a combined contribution of $150 million to eliminate the cap on SAG-AFTRA dues, thereby providing crucial support to areas within the union that require assistance. Clooney told Deadline that many of the highest earners are eager to play a role in finding a solution. Starting late this month, Best Buy is set to launch its Black Friday sales. The holiday calendar includes early access to Black Friday deals for all customers beginning on October 30th, followed by the official commencement of the Black Friday sale on November 17th. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.